As to cuts, many are concerned about Social Security. So far, the White House and DOGE have already reduced Social Security Administration staff by 7,000 employees, which has caused delays in service. Former Social Security Commissioner and Democratic Governor of Maryland, Martin O'Malley, was in Racine this week for a citizens' town hall.
I shudder to think of the pain that this is going to inflict on people. I mean, 40% of seniors living alone depend entirely on Social Security. It's the difference between whether they live with dignity or whether they live in poverty. People on supplemental security income, SSI, I mean, they're among the poorest of the poor. You talk about living month to month, man, they live from week to week. And an interruption to benefits for them can be catastrophic. I mean, they get evicted from their apartment. Elderly people, you know, suddenly, you know, they realize that the bills that were just allowing them to make it, or now they're not able to pay their utilities. So it's going to have a real damaging impact on individuals, and it's also going to be a real kick in the teeth for consumer confidence. We've come to rely on Social Security. And I can tell you for sure, because I've been talking to a lot of them in both parties, that members of Congress are seeing a rising tide of opposition to the destruction of their Social Security or the interruption of their earned benefit. They're also seeing a rising tide of really frustrated customers that can't get through on the 1-800 number and have a four-hour wait to get into a field office, and a three-month wait to even get an appointment at a field office. So people's voices need to be heard.